Mr. Hilton, you are sole proprietor and owner of the Wizio Chocolate Company.
I am.
Superintendent Parrott and I from the hygiene squad. We want to have a word with you about your box of chocolates entitled the Wizio Quality Assortment.
Oh, yes.
If I may begin at the beginning. First, there is the cherry fondue. This is extremely nasty. We can't prosecute you for that.
Agreed.
Next, we have number four, crunchy frog.
Oh, yes.
Am I right in thinking there's a real frog in here?
Yes, a little one.
What sort of frog?
A dead frog.
Is it cooked?
No.
What, a raw frog?
We use only the finest baby frogs, dew-picked and flown from Iraq, cleansed in finest quality spring water, lightly killed and then sealed in a succulent Swiss quintuple smooth full cream treble milk chocolate envelope and lovingly frosted with glucose.
That's as maybe, it's still a frog.
What else?
Well, don't you even take the bones out?
If we took the bones out, it wouldn't be crunchy, would it?
Superintendent Parrott ate one of those.
Will you excuse me for a moment?
It says crunchy frog quite clearly.
We have to protect the public. They won't expect there to be a real frog in the chocolate. Superintendent thought it was an almond whirl. They're bound to think it's some form of mock frog.
Mock frog? We don't use artificial flavourings or additives of any kind.
Nevertheless, I advise you in future to replace the words crunchy frog with the legend crunchy raw unboned real dead frog if you want to avoid prosecution.
What about our sales?
I'm not interested in your sales. I have to protect the general public. Now, how about this one? Ram's bladder cup. It was Ram's bladder cup, Superintendent.
Yeah. Excuse me.
What kind of confection is this?
We use only the choicest juicy chunks of fresh Cornish ram's bladder, emptied, steamed, flavoured with sesame seeds, whipped into a fondue and garnished with lark's vomit.
Lark's vomit?
Correct.
It don't say nothing about lark's vomit on the box.
It says it on the bottom of the box after monosodium glutamate.
Well, I hardly think this is good enough. I think it would be more appropriate if the box bore a large red label, warning, lark's vomit.
Our sales would plummet.
Well, why don't you move into more conventional areas of confectionery, like praline and lime cream, a very popular flavour I'm led to understand, or strawberry delight. I mean, look at this one. Cockroach cluster. Anthrax ripple. What's this? Spring surprise.
That's our speciality. Covered with dark, smooth chocolate. When you pop it into your mouth, steel bolts spring out and plunge straight through both cheeks.
Well, where's the pleasure in that? If people place a nice chocky in their mouth, they don't want their cheeks pierced. In any case, this is an inadequate description of the sweetmeat. I shall have to ask you to accompany me at the station.
It's a fair cop.
If members of the public would only take a bit more care when they're buying sweeties, they would reduce the number of man-hours lost to the nation and spend less time having their stomachs pumped and sitting around in public...